Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. That way you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, this afternoon, it's my pleasure to welcome back clairvoyant medium Sue Breen, who from a very early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, and her family was working class, who originated from the East End of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even at a time that was very hard for her, struggling through abusive relationships, going through divorce, and being made homeless. She accepted it as a learning process in life and to have empathy for those clients who came to her for readings. She knows what it's like to lose loved ones as she's experienced life to the full, but has always felt privileged to be able to communicate with spirit and able to give closure to those who have lost loved ones on the other side. 25 years ago, spirit became prominent in her life, and she was proud to work with them on a full-time basis. She has two groups that she guides to understand the connection between them and spirit and help them develop their gifts. She is clairvoyant and has the ability to see, clairaudience to hear, and clairsentience to feel and sense. In many cases, she's able to give evidence of how loved ones have passed over. She's available for private consultations and can work either from a client's home or her own or via telephone. She's available for spiritual advice. And Sue, welcome.
Hi, David. How are you, lovey?
I'm wonderful. How about you, hon?
Not so bad, thank you. Thank you for inviting me back on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And I don't have your website listed. Would you please let people know what that is so they can contact you if they want a full reading?
Yeah, sure. It's and this is all one word, it's theclairvoyantmedium.com.
Theclairvoyantmedium.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, Sue, I wonder if you could tell us briefly of your first experience with spirit and how you've come to be able to communicate with loved ones that have departed.
Well, from a very, very early age, I remember seeing spirit. And actually, I remember being in my cult and reaching out of a spirit person who was in front of me and my hand actually going through theirs. And for years after that, you know, my parents, they were very down-to-earth people, but they really didn't believe. They really didn't believe. My father used to say to me, because I put my head in the corner, you know, and he used to say to me, if you keep doing that, Susan, your head's going to be, you know, like triangle, you know.
Yeah.
And it's because I didn't want to see them.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was when I was about 8 years old, my grandfather actually came to visit, and I was sitting chatting to him and talking to him, and the next day, I said, where's Grandad? And they said, he's not here. I said, but he was here. And they said, no, he hasn't been here. He'd actually passed the day before.
Oh.
So as he'd passed to spirit, he came to me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. My grandmother asked me, what was he wearing? And I told her, and she said, that's what he passed in.
Mm.
Yeah, he'd had an aneurysm or brain tumor.
Oh, my.
Mm. In his head, and he just dropped.
Yeah, the swift passing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, there's been lots and lots of things. I've tried to sort of come away from spirit quite often and go and get myself a proper job. And every time I've gone to get a proper job, you know, something's gone wrong, the company's been bought out, or, you know, been made redundant or whatever. Had my own business, and, you know, it's loads and loads of things that have happened over life. And all of these have happened so that when I am giving readings to somebody, I can empathise with them because I've been there, seen it, done it, you know, and got the T-shirt. So, you know, this is what happens, I feel, to an awful lot of mediums, because the majority of mediums that I do know have had a very, very awkward, hard life. I had a friend of mine actually come to visit me this morning, and he's a medium as well. And this gentleman used to be a multimillionaire.
Hmm.
A multimillionaire, and he's lost everything.
My.
Lost it all. And he's now, he's going to be homeless as from tomorrow. He has quite a few children and a wife, and he's come down to social housing now. And we were sitting talking about it, and he said to me, why do you think it's happened? Possibly because, you know, in a previous life you had it all, and this life you've had it all, but you haven't used it the way you should do. So it's making you appreciate what you had to what you have now. And we had quite a long conversation about it, but yeah, it's one of those things, and so many mediums I know have had problems in life, if not in relationships, with children, with losing people, you know. It's just one of those things, so you either come to terms with it and live life.
Right, right.
You know, or work for spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we should go to the phone lines. I'm just wondering what you want people to say, if anything, before you start giving them a reading.
Right. First of all, I'm not a fortune teller. Okay. I make connection with spirit. So I can't tell anybody if they're going to meet the man of their dreams or the woman of their dreams or whatever, unless it's given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, you know, let's see where it goes.
Is it best for people to just give you your name and then you go from there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, our first caller is Miranda. And Miranda, you are live.
Thank you, David.
Hi,
Sue. Hi, how are you doing?
How are you, lovely? You all right?
Ooh. Good, I'm doing well, too. Whoever you pick up around me. Yes.
Miranda, I've got to say to you, lovey, that I've got a lady that's stepping forward. And as this lady comes forward, she does make me feel that she's very much on a mother, grandmother vibration as she comes in. I do want to say a grandmother. All right.
Okay, okay.
Now, your mother's still here, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Thank you. Okay. This is very much a grandmother as she comes in. She's talking about having regrets in life, lovey. Okay? But what she is saying is that she doesn't want you to have regrets in life. All right? Now, I do want to say to you, sweet, that I feel that there is either circumstances or there is a situation that may be taking place around you now or has taken place around you in the last 6 months. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You know, because as she comes forward, she is saying to me, you know, don't think that you've made the wrong decision because you haven't. All right? Now, I also want to say to you, she's saying to me, you have a choice to make. You have a choice to make, all right? But she is talking about a journey path that's opening up for you, lovey. Okay? You understand, please, either a rift or a separation that has taken place?
I think I know what you're talking about, yes.
Thank you. Okay. She's given me a full connection here, so I want to say this normally means to me that there's either four people in a family or there's four children in a family. Would you be one of four or one of two, please?
I'm not one of four, no. Or one of two.
Would you have two children? There's a four connection somewhere.
Yeah, I have two children, okay. I thought you were saying, like, am I part of, like, siblings? Yes, that's right.
Thank you. No, that's fine, sweet. That's fine. Maybe it's my misinterpretation, the way I put it across. Okay. She's talking about changes that are taking place or changes that have taken place around you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also want to say to you as well, lovey, that she's giving me the month of June here, and I feel that the month of June is going to be quite significant around you. Okay. Okay, lovey. She's bringing in official papers here as well. But I want to say that I feel that this is either a contract or it is something that needs to be signed. All right? Now, are you in the process of moving, please? Because she's given me a front door key here.
Yes, I'm considering. I'm looking around to purchase a home.
Right. Thank you. Because she is, I know that there is going to be a new roof that comes over your head, sweet, and she's telling me that you will never be made homeless. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about you signing papers, and she's also saying that you need to make sure that the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to say to you as well, lovey, there's a gentleman that is stepping forward here, and I do want to say that as this gentleman comes forward, he makes me feel that he's very much on a father link as he comes in. Now, if Dad is still here, okay,
he is. Yeah.
Then I know that I have a grandfather figure that's coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, as this gentleman comes forward, it's as if he's putting his arms out to give you a big hug. And I know that this gentleman actually wore uniform at some point in life. All right? I don't know whether it was military, but I do know that he wore uniform at some point in life. All right? Now, he is making me look up to him, so I do feel that there was a height to this gentleman. I want to say to you, possibly 5'9", 5'10". But as he comes forward, he is saying that he's very much been in around you. And I know with him that when he passed quite quickly. He's saying that he was here, then he was gone. Does that make sense to you, please?
I'm not sure who that would be. No.
Okay. I know that he is connected or linked to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But let me go forward and see what the message is as he comes in here. He's talking about this gentleman smoked as well. I've got smoke coming in. Right, okay. As he comes forward, lovey, he's telling me that there is going to be changes that come forward. And these changes are going to put you in a much better place than you are now. All right. Now, he's actually putting a little black cloud over your head, so I do feel at the moment, you know, things aren't as you want them to be. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know by the end of this year, there are going to be major changes that do take place. You also looking for another job, please?
Contemplating, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Because over here we call them CVs. I know you call them resumes over there.
Right.
But they are saying, they're talking about resumes. But where there's something to do with a business that is connected or linked around you.
I don't know what that means. Maybe, I don't know, start a business?
Something to do with a business that is connected or linked around you somewhere. If that hasn't come forward yet, lovey, then I'm going to say to you that I know that there is a business that will be coming forward. All right? Now, I'm being given real estate here as well for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But I do know that there is going to be changes that do come forward for you. I even want to say to you that I feel that you'll be moving to a totally new area as well.
Right. Yeah, I have a question around that. Like, would my grandmother or whoever you're connecting with have some guidance onto the house that I should choose? Like, is there a preference as to right
no.
now I'm considering two
you
homes.
Know okay for you, lovey, your grandmother's stepping forward here. Where does the M name come in, please? M. But I'm also being given an A name here as well.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense. Initial.
You understand.
Family member. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I feel that she's just given me a bit more information for you, or verification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bless her. As she comes forward, she's telling me that the house that you're looking for, you will know this house as soon as you walk up to it. All right. Because it's like it will have in spiritual writing across the front of the door, welcome home. But she is saying it will be a long term. It will be a long term home for you.
Yes,
she's
I believe
given
that.
Me three. Thank you. She's given me three different roofs here. So would you understand three different houses, please? There have been three moves.
Yes, I think that makes sense.
Thank you. I know that the next move that is going to come forward for you, lovey, is going to be a permanent one for you. All right? But, you know, your grandmother's also, as she comes forward, she's giving me a broken heart around you too. But I feel that you've had two broken hearts, babe. Are you still with me?
I'm here, yes. I mean, there was some heartbreak, yes. But I don't know about two.
Yeah, she's given me two. But, you know, two, well, one could be emotions around the heart area. The second one, you know, or the first one rather, I want to say, could even be something to do with a friend that you thought you could rely on, but, you know, found that you couldn't. Okay.
Okay.
Or somebody that's let you down badly, but she's telling me that there's been two broken hearts in life. All right?
And Sue and Miranda, I think we probably should move on. Is there any final message, Sue?
I just want to say, Miranda, I feel with you that there is going to be some very good changes that come forward for you. But it is free will, lovey. It is free will. So if you want to move forward, it is something that you can manifest. Just, you know, think positive and go forward with it, love. All right?
Okay,
and they just want to leave their
much.
Love with you. All right,
thank
sweetie.
You very
all
much.
All right.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, David.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Miranda. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Hi,
and Mary Lou is next, and Mary Lou is live.
Hi. Hi, Sue. Hi, David.
Hi.
Thank you
how
for
are you,
myself.
Lovey? Sorry?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Right. Okay. I've got a lot of sunshine around you.
Yay.
A lot of sunshine.
I'll take it.
Okay. Right. Would you want to, I've got a gentleman that's stepping close, lovey, and as he comes forward, I know that there was definitely a direct connection to you. So I do want to say that I feel, why am I being shown a wedding ring?
Huh.
You show me a wedding ring for some reason. But I don't feel that you haven't lost a partner or a husband.
Well, I'm divorced, but he's alive.
Okay. Right. And your ex-husband is still alive?
He is still alive.
Okay. I'm being shown a wedding ring here. So whether this is an ex-partner or long-term relationship, somebody that's passed to the other side, I'm not quite sure because I don't... He's taking me back. He's taking me back. So I feel that this gentleman was somebody that you did know in the past. All right? But before I go down that road, lovey, I do want to say to you, I do have a father figure that's also stepping forward here. Your father's still here or on the outside, please?
Did you say father?
He's still here. Yes.
My father is in spirit, and that's who I thought was showing you the wedding ring, frankly.
Right. Thank you. Okay. And he's stepping forward here. All right. Now, bless him, as he comes forward, he's talking about with you, lovey, that there has been ups and downs around you that's taken place over the last 2 years.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. He's talking about next month, the month of April. So I want to say to you, would you understand a birthday, passing, or an anniversary, please?
No. Not in April.
Then I'm going to say to you that I know that next month is going to be quite significant around you. All right? Now,
okay.
As he comes forward here, he is saying to me, okay, somebody's given up smoking, lovey. He's... Is this you?
No. He was a smoker. But you can't smoke when you don't have a body to smoke with. He died of lung cancer and he was a smoker. He would have taken his last breath with a cigarette in his hand if you allowed it.
Okay.
That's a joke. He's joking.
But he's talking about somebody that is trying to give up smoking or has given up smoking that is still here?
I don't know any smokers but him.
Right, okay. So where does the diabetes come in as well, Sweet?
Where does what?
Somebody, the diabetes.
Oh, all throughout my family, it's like right on the edge of it.
Right.
Like my grandma
okay.
had it, but my mom, my brother, my sister, myself, we don't have it, but it's just right there that you could get it. It's just, if you misbehave
right.
okay. the same way or eat the wrong food, you could get it.
Okay, you're showing me a very, very big piece of cake. You're showing me a very big piece of cake. So I know that somebody is, you know, either borderline or will be finding out that there is something to do with the diabetes condition. All right? Bless him. Now,
okay.
as he comes forward here, he is saying there's something to do with communication that needs to be made, lovey. But he's also bringing in a dog here as well. So I know there is a dog that's either in spirit or that belonged to him or yourself,
mm-hmm.
mate. All right?
Yes.
But I want to go back to the communication. He's putting pen to paper here, and he is telling me that there needs to be communication that is made. You understand either a rift that's taken place or a drift. A drifting apart. A drifting
yeah.
apart. Thank you. He is talking about words that need to be said. All right? Now, bless him, as he comes forward here, he's telling me that he didn't say the words he wanted to say before he passed. Would you also understand as well, please? Well, I can only give what he's giving me, lovey, and he's telling me that he didn't say
okay.
all the words that he wanted to say before he passed, okay? I know
okay.
with your father that he was a very proud man, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you also understand him, please, either losing weight? Because he's saying to me, he's talking about pounds, losing pounds.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I know that he struggled before he passed. All right?
Yeah.
And he's also saying that he always wanted to believe that there was somewhere else to go. And now he knows there is. But I don't
okay.
feel with your father that he was totally skeptical. All right? I do feel with him that he was quite a logical man. And if he didn't see things in black and white, he didn't always believe it. But he is saying to me that there is obviously somewhere else to go. Where does the R name come in, please? The R name.
His name is Ray.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. He's telling me that he wants you to know that he's very much around. He may not be with you in body, but he is with you in spirit, lovey. All right? I know around
that.
You as well. Thank you. I know around you as well that there is either a fragrance that comes in that you would recognize as being with Dad, okay? Your mother is also on spirit side, lovey.
No.
She's still here. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
It's just that he's reaching across here and he's bringing another lady forward, all right? But I do
okay.
feel with this lady that she either passed before her time, okay, I don't feel that she reached an old age as such, okay? But he's bringing this lady forward, so I'm not quite sure who she is at the moment. Would this lady be an aunt, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Right. As she comes forward, sweet, she's telling me she's sending an awful lot of love to you. But she's telling me as well that she also comes in around as well. She comes in very much around your mum, but so does your father too. But somewhere along the line, I know that there was either a separation or a divorce. So whether it was your aunt, okay, somewhere along the line there was a separation or a divorce that took place.
None of them. Just me.
That's you?
Me, not them,
okay.
None of them. We're good Catholics. I was a bad Catholic. When it's bad, I say, bad, gotta go.
Sorry, could you say that again, lovey?
I was just saying that good Catholics never divorce. I must be not a good Catholic because if something's really bad and I can't fix it, I divorce.
Okay.
We're going to need to move on. Is there a final message for her?
You know, as her father comes forward, lovey, he's just telling me to tell her, you know, take one step at a time, but there is going to be changes that come in that are going to be very good. I just want to say that I feel, you know, that before the end of the year, there is opportunities that are coming forward for her. And he wants to leave his love with you, sweet. And again, I'm going to say to you, he may not be with you in body, but he is with you in spirit. So please take his love.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you. That's very
all
beautiful.
Right, lovey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye, sweet.
Bye, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Patricia is next. And Patricia, you're live.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Patricia. How are you, lovey?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Well, let's see where we're going, shall we? I'm just asking the others to move, step back. Right. Okay, lovey. I've got a gentleman that is stepping forward for you. I know that this gentleman was directly connected with you, all right? And as he comes forward, he's not showing himself to me, but I feel like I need to be looking up to him. This he makes me feel that he commands respect, all right? Now, I know that he was directly connected with you, but I also feel with him, I'm sorry, do you have a brother in spirit, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. As he comes forward, he wants to give you an awful lot of love, a lot of love, all right? And I do feel with him that he's very emotional. He's quite emotional. But I feel when he was on the earth plane, he could be a little bit, I want to say aloof, a little bit aloof, kept people at a distance, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with him, he's telling me that he has very much been around you. Mm-hmm. All right. Where does the three connection come in, love? He's giving me three here. Would you have been one of three, please?
No. I don't know where the three comes in.
Okay. Would you have a child, one child?
No, I don't have children.
Okay. Right. Okay. He's given me I can't take it back because he's given it to me, so I just need to be giving it to you, lovey. All right?
Sure. Sure.
Blessedness, he comes in here. He's talking about you being aware of what's going on around you. It's like he's looking over his shoulder at the moment. So I do feel, lovely, that there is something that is going on around you, around the work area, okay? Very much around the work area. But, you know, as he comes forward here, there's something... Right. Right, okay. I just want to say that I know that he's bringing in more responsibility around you, and I feel that there is a challenge that will be coming forward. All right? Now, where does holistics come in around you?
Holistic?
He's taking me... Holistics. He's taking me to your hands.
My hands?
Yes. You work with your hands, sweet.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. You know you have healing hands.
Yes, I'm discovering that.
Thank you. That's the holistic side that's coming forward. And he's telling me to tell you that it's something that you don't have to work on very much, very hard, because it will come naturally to you. All right?
Okay.
I want to say to you as well, he's bringing in animals around you. So
yes.
Whether you have a love of animals or whether you will have a connection with animals later on. But I also want to say he is bringing in certificates and diplomas, that this is something that you will be... you will be accredited certificates and diplomas on the healing side.
Okay.
You also have an interest, please, with crystals.
I actually don't. I would prefer that they stay within the earth. I don't buy them.
Okay. Okay. But, you know, for some reason... I understand where you're coming from, but crystals can actually help, and they can heal people, and that is why crystal healing comes in. The energies that comes from them is amazing, and it can actually help heal people. So they are there for a reason. I know they're there to heal the earth as well.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know he is bringing in crystals around you, lovey, very much so.
Beautiful.
This, I do want to say that with this, I want to say young man. I do want to say young man with him.
Yeah.
Now, whether he would be a young man now or whether he was a young man when he passed the spirit side, because he's not actually showing himself to me.
Yeah, he was young.
But he is saying to me, being on the other side, it's opened his eyes to everything that can be done to help heal and also to heal the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I know that there's a journey plan or a journey path that is coming forward for you, and he's very much there to see you walk the journey path. Where do twins come in, lovey? Twins.
I do not know.
He's giving me twins here. I don't think it's a star sign like the Gemini star sign. He's definitely giving me twins here.
Mm.
Okay. He's just asking, please, that you do be aware of what's going on around you, lovely, all right? Also be aware of the thoughts that you have as well, because you do get random thoughts that come into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yeah.
That's him actually talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to give you guidance and to show you the right direction. Your brother passed very quickly, lovey.
Yes.
Yeah, he's saying I was here, then I was gone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's opened up a totally new dimension for him. And he is saying, Okay. He's very much around you.
Okay.
Put one foot in front of the other, lovey, and go with the flow, and you will be fine. Everything will come forward as you want it to, but, you know, to manifest what you want is what you need to be doing. So have positive thoughts about what you want to do, where you want to go. It will come forward because he will bring it forward for you.
And we're going to need to move on.
Okay.
Oh, thank
you. He just
you.
Wants
that was
to leave
lovely.
His love with you. All right, lovey.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you,
Peter,
for calling in.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You,
and just to let the folks know on the line, we've gotten quite a few more. We're not going to be able to get to all of you, but you can contact Sue on the World Wide Web at theclairvoyantmedium.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, Slavy. All one word.
All one word, theclairvoyantmedium.com, and I encourage you to do so. Tim is next, and then Sharon. Tim, you're live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How you doing today, dear? How you doing, Sue?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Yes, how are you, lovey?
I'm making it, so I guess I'm doing all right as well.
Good. You've got a very strong spiritual connection, haven't you?
I've been told that. I am trying to tap into it so I can feel the... kind of like the wink back with the veil from the other side.
Okay. I don't think that you have to try too hard, to be honest. I just feel with you that you've got quite a high intuition, right? Or so I'm being told. You've got quite a high intuition. I know that you do suffer with deja vu as well. You understand?
Yes, not that often, but yes, it does happen.
Okay. But would you also understand, please, being told that you do have quite vivid dreams?
That I would not understand. I am trying to set intentions before I go to sleep, but I just don't remember them. So I'm sipping a glass of water, trying to commit to recalling, but as of now, I'm not remembering them, so it's possible I'm having them and just not remembering them.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I am going to say to you that I do know that there is quite a strong connection there with you, with spirit, but I also want to say to you as well, lovey, that you are a person that does tend to think logically as well. With me, I do not believe in coincidence, because I know things happen for a reason, all right? So to me, coincidence doesn't exist. If you are thinking about somebody, which I know you have, you know, and within the next couple of days, you've either had a call or walked into that person, all right, or heard
yeah,
from them.
Yeah, that's an opportunity. Correct.
Right, okay. That is spirit actually coming forward with you. That's you connecting with them, all right? What I'm going to say to you is that as the lady that I spoke to previously, there are random thoughts that come into your mind, and I know that these are messages that have been given to you from the other side. They are trying to direct you into your journey path, and that's basically, you know, that's all you need to be doing, is listening to the random thoughts that come into your mind. Don't dismiss them, take them, all right, and embrace them, because they're communicating with you, all right?
Okay.
You also are quite a sensitive person too, so I know that you feel either the emotions of people, or when you walk into a house, you either like the feeling in the house or you don't.
Yeah, and I definitely feel the emotions of... Makes sense. I definitely feel the emotions of people with pretty much on instant within meeting them.
Okay. You know, all you really need to be doing is inviting your spirit guides to step forward. Because, you know, they won't step forward... unannounced. They need to be either invited or, okay? So you can do that.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say, lovey, as well, is you get an awful lot of feathers around you, don't you?
I'm sorry, say again, an awful lot of what around me?
Feathers.
Feathers. I haven't in
feathers.
A while, but I... But every once in a while I'll come across a feather.
Yeah. Well, they're there for a reason, and they're letting you know that they are there for you. I've got a gentleman that's stepping close, lovey, and very quickly I just want to say that I know with this gentleman, I know that he was linked with you. I do want to say that I feel that this gentleman was very much on a grandfather level. And as he comes forward, he's telling me that he really didn't believe in all of this. Just didn't believe in it. All right? But he is saying to me, you know, that now is the time that he can come forward. He can come forward. And I know that he has been either walking with you or, you know, he has been guiding you.
Okay.
He's talking about with you as well, that there has been problems over the last, I want to go back 5 years. I do want to go back 5 years. So I know 5 years ago that there was, you know, quite major problems that took place, or there was a bit of drama that took place. Let's put it that way.
It sounds about accurate.
Where does the car...
Say again?
Is this something to do with a car, please? Or something to do with a vehicle? A car?
Yes, just some vehicular accidents, some legal trouble.
Right. Okay. Okay. This year, lovey, for you, I feel that there's going to be this light tying up the loose ends, all right? And next year, I feel that it's going to be quite a good year for you. Quite a good year, all right? Next year is the year when things are going to come forward for you, especially spiritually. It will start to develop for you. So start listening to the thoughts that come into your mind because that is how they communicate, all right?
Gotcha.
You may even start to hear. You may even start to hear. So when that happens, it can be... quite funny because you really think, where did that come from? Okay.
Listen
to your thoughts. All right?
Okay.
And
I'm
for some reason,
thank you very much.
Okay. For some reason, I don't know why, but he's just said to tell you, have a lovely Christmas. I don't know why he said that, but he did. So whether you're going to be doing something totally different this Christmas time, I don't know. But if you do, have a lovely Christmas.
Thanks for calling,
Tim.
Thank
you very much.
Okay, bye. God bless. Okay, that's an interesting one. Sharon is next, and Sharon, you're live.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God, I feel...
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, don't thank me yet, lovey. Right, okay. Right, I've got a lady that's stepping close for you.
Yeah, a lady.
Okay, and as this lady comes forward, I know that she was either quite open spirit or quite psychic. Right?
Yeah.
I know that she was connected with you, lovey. Very much so.
Okay.
She does come forward as a mother figure, but I feel that your mother is still here.
Yes, you're right. Yes, you are right.
Thank you. So, would you understand her to come forward as a grandmother, please?
Yeah, or a grandmother figure, one or the other. I've got a lot of women over there.
Oh, okay. I know there's an aunt there as well, because there is an aunt that's coming forward.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
This lady passed with a cancer condition, please.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because she's telling me that she didn't like the way she looked before she passed.
Oh, yeah. All
okay.
women are vain in my family. You know, they're very vain. They're on death's door and
yeah.
they're concerned about
I can
about
relate
their looks.
To that. Now, bless her, if she comes forward, she's telling me that, okay, she's saying the only regret that she had was passing when she did, because
yeah.
she felt that there was places to go, people to see and things to do, all right?
Yeah.
Now, what she's saying to me is that she wants you, lovey, to
uh-huh.
do the things that you need to be doing.
Yeah.
She's talking about don't be backed into a corner.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
she's talking about you being quite a strong lady, but I do feel that there's been somebody around you that has either been quite controlling or manipulative, I want to say. Okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying it's not something that that you should have around you. Okay?
No.
But would you also understand, lovey, as well, would you understand studying, please? There's something to do with either studying or knowledge that needs to be coming forward around you.
Yeah. Well, I'm always cracking a book and in some kind of a classroom situation and ongoing education, yeah, always. Some form, some way,
okay.
somehow, yeah.
Right. Well, she's putting her thumb up here, and she's telling me to tell you, keep it up. Keep it
okay.
up. All right?
Okay.
You will be fine.
Okay.
And I know that there is going to be, again, I'm going to say there's doors that are open for you, lovey, as well. There's more responsibility that's coming in around you.
Oh, no.
Very much so. Don't underestimate yourself, all right?
I just won't sleep. That's okay.
Your capabilities are far higher. They're far higher than you give yourself credit for, believe me. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you understand management, please?
Well, yeah, that could be in every different form. It could be in my time management, or it could be something that I'm going to get into. You know, I don't have anything right now that is, you know, that a tangible, but I'm always planning and strategizing and, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel that you really need to go more with the flow.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow, lovey. Where you feel drawn to, what you feel drawn to doing is what you need to be following, all right?
Oh, that's what
because
I
know.
Yeah.
Right. I know with these ladies that are on the other side, they're coming forward to take you forward, to take
okay.
you forward on your journey path, all right?
Okay.
Now, they're
okay.
talking about management. So I know that there will either be, you will either be in charge over people, all right?
Okay. Okay.
That's where the more responsibility is coming in. And it's very
uh-huh.
much a challenge that's coming in around you, all right?
Yeah.
I've got to ask you, lovey, where does September come in for you? A birthday, passing, or an anniversary?
Oh, my God. There are two very ultra, ultra important birthdays in September. One being mine and
Wonderful.
The other one being my son. Yeah.
Right. Wonderful. Because, you know, there's going to be a celebration that's going to take place.
Oh, good. Yeah.
There will be a celebration that takes place. And they're talking about people
oh.
coming together. All right?
Oh. Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay. So if there's any invitations that are being thrown to the UK...
Oh,
I'm up
door.
For a party as well.
Door.
All right.
I have an open door for you and David, yes.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and bring your significant others.
Oh,
yes,
bless
of
you.
Of course.
Bless you. September's going to be a very good time for you, lovey. And I know that spirit will also be coming in very much around you, all right? But I am going to say to you, you know, the opportunities that are coming your way, make sure you do take them. Don't dismiss them or think about them too long, all right?
Okay.
Because they are bringing them forward for you for a reason.
Okay.
Your son also, there's changes that's going to take place around him.
Okay.
But they're going to be good changes. And I feel that something that he needs, quite honestly, I do feel that he needs changes around him.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
You also have a daughter as well, Sway.
I do. I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do I see a catwalk?
A catwalk?
Yes.
Well, there could
be really
one
into fashion.
I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not prejudiced or anything, but she is pretty. And she could, you know, I mean, we just never know what life, you know, what opportunities come up.
For some reason, lovey, they're giving me, I've got cameras and a catwalk. So I do feel that she will either be involved around the fashion industry, okay?
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's magazines here as well. So
could it be my
they show me
my
all sorts of things.
Could
Sorry?
It be my granddaughter? My granddaughter?
It's a daughter figure, so it could be a granddaughter.
Or maybe my daughter. You know, I don't. Well, we'll just sit with that. We'll sit with that and see.
Just hold on to it, lovey. Hold on to
it. Okay.
Okay. All right, sweet. You know, I don't feel that you've got anything to worry about in the future. There is, it will all fall into place for you. It's just, you know, if you play your cards right, lovey, you will get exactly what you want. All right?
Oh,
just be patient and go with the flow. All
okay.
right, lovely.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you.
John.
Thank
okay.
you both. Wow.
You're welcome.
All right. You're welcome, Sharon. God bless.
God bless you all.
I think this would be a good place to close. Again, Sue's website is on the World Wide Web. It is theclairvoyantmedium.com. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to area code 404-973 or 805. Sue will be back on again at some point in the future. And Sue, if you'd stay on the line for a moment briefly after I end the show, I'd appreciate it.
No worries, lovey.
Okay, so once again we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique, the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good afternoon, and God bless.